Hello, it's the Friday Show. It's John Gibbons hosting this week. Neil Atkinson's in Paris doing a recce for the European Cup final, getting all the hotels boxed and the best restaurants sorted. Very good of him. He's that kind of guy, my leader, my mate. And so I'm taking over Friday Show this week, and I'm delighted to be joined by Teza Simowalka, by Ben Anderson, and by Ian Ryan. And we're going to go through this week's fixtures. I've picked seven out. I've left Liverpool, just to warn you. So if you're here for Red Hot Reds content, I would encourage you to listen to all the other stuff we've got going on, because there's too much going on in the Premier League. There's too much at the top, there's too much at the bottom. I'm going to start, Ian and Ryan, with Super Sunday. We're going to go with the early game first. Watford v Arsenal. Watford are mad, aren't they? I can't figure them out.
Watford are mad. I mean, you think they're on a bit of a kind of recovery. They've had some okay results, but I think, you know, Arsenal do provide a bit of a tricky test for them. And I think it's getting to the point now, Gibbo, where you're thinking, well, are they preparing for next season? Because don't get me wrong, there's still an opportunity and a possibility of getting out of it. But as the weeks tick on, there's been a few games there recently where you're thinking, well, you'd expect them to do better. Don't get me wrong. They go to Old Trafford. They get a result there. It was Old Trafford, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They get a result at Old Trafford. So there are one or two green shoots, but they need wins. And you're looking at a lot of the fixtures and thinking, well, they don't score that many goals. And I know Roy's come in, he's going to make them a little bit more difficult to kind of break down and stuff, but it is looking now like it's all pointing to a bit of a relegation kind of for Watford. And, you know, I think it's been on the cards for a while, and I don't really see them turning it around, if I'm being honest.
What did you make of them, Teza, last week?
Well, Roy Hodgson came out at the end of the game saying he's very happy with the point, obviously.
Of course he was.
They didn't really do much. I think they tried to just be solid, you know, consolidate, trying to play out for any kind of result that they managed to eventually get at the end of the game. But I think the only thing that kind of gives Watford fans a bit of hope is that if they can get the forwards firing, even if it's three games, they've got enough to score a goal. But under Hodgson, they've become even, you know, more defensive. It looks like they have less of a chance of scoring goals, whereas under Ranieri, even though they were conceding a lot of goals, they were able to score one or two more.